Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, May the 25th. It's National Wine Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys, N-Girl, and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's Wine Shop. Question is, do they have a nice red that pairs well with Gouda cheese? You bet your ass they do. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
National Wine Day. That's not so bad. Wednesday, 15 degrees. We're going to have a high up of 17 degrees. No rain today, so strictly to find the rest of the weather for the day. But we will be looking at rain tomorrow. And on National Wine Day, we shout out again to my great uncle Bernie, who came with the ingenious idea of using leftover wine to make ice cubes.
What?
The question. It's leftover wine.
Well, pour a glass of our favorite wine to celebrate National Wine Day. As you know, different grapes produce different wines, and a wine connoisseur or sommelier will be your guide to making a great selection. And did you know that there's a similar position for perfume, where a connoisseur is called a sommelier? White wines are generally sweeter than red wines, as you may know, and are best served chilled. Most red wines are served at room temperature. However, a sweet red should be chilled for the best flavor. And if a friend left you 12 bottles of wine on your doorstep, what would you be? You would be extremely grateful. And a quick safety tip, never mess with your partner's wine. Last night I added fruit and lemonade to Rain's, and now she's sangria than ever before.
Oh boy.
It is time for Tunes with Tamique. Hey, Tamique, you know, if you were 1 year old when Red Red Wine was released, you'd be 40 now.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely not 40. So we're gonna go with two today. The obvious is Red Red Wine, originally written by Neil Diamond. That's the version that I grew up with, and then I grew up with the UB40 one, because my dad is a big Neil Diamond fan. Actually, I remember one day I went to a party, it was a Neil Diamond party where I didn't even know who it was, he just showed up, and all they played was Neil Diamond all night. Yeah, interesting.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, interesting party. But, yeah.
I'm not seeing it.
Neil Diamond?
The reggae.
Listen. Jamaican people are connoisseurs of music. One of the most popular genres of music in Jamaica is country music.
Country, yeah.
Yeah, country and western. It's the storytelling that we love. We love a good story. Hence today's song as well. So yes, you can go ahead and listen to Red Red Wine, the UB40 version, the Neil Diamond version. But also listen to Adele today. I think this is the first Adele song, I think, I've added to the mix. And there's a song called I Drink Wine. And it's talking about love lost and all of those things. But, you know, you can always get a little nugget for you, even if you're not going through what the songwriter was going through. And the part of the song that hits me is, why am I obsessing about the things I can't control? That's me. Why am I seeking approval from people I don't even know? In these crazy times, I hope to find something I can cling to. Because I need some substance in my life, something real, something that feels true. That feels very familiar, I think, for me, and probably for a lot of us. So, given the state of affairs and things that have been happening in the world, just trying not to obsess about things I can't control, but still trying to send love to everyone that needs it today. So, that's my pick for today, Adele, I Drink Wine. And yeah, listen to some Neil Diamond and some UB40 as well.
Excellent. Well, we will follow both Adele and UB40 and Neil Diamond's lead today. Excellent. Got a bonus song to our playlist. Let us slide gently into Ventures with Venturo. Today is sponsored by PJ's Pet Center, who have a unique training program. They can teach your dog to bring you red wine, but only if it's a Bordeaux Collie. Venturo, what have you got for us today?
Hey, it's Wednesday, and as usual, I'm sharing something for you to go read. This one is for the people like myself that don't know a lot about wine, and you want to figure out how to pair wine with your favorite foods. So go check out the LCBO Spring Issue, Food and Drink, and it has some great combinations of different pairings of wine with your favorite food. So that's the recommended read for this Wednesday. You can check out the link below. So JD will post the link and you can go check it out and view it online. Check it out. A whole lot of great recipes there as well and wine pairings. That's it. Adventures with Venturo.
Outstanding. Welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. Matt, how are you doing today?
Well, I haven't had my morning coffee yet, but no one's gotten hurt. So far, so good.
Okay. All right. Everything great in the Schulman household. That's fantastic. Today, you will earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And remember, bonus bucks earned each time you get Venturo to laugh out loud. We've got a $2 carryover from last week. And I have three questions in my hand about wine brought to you by a local contractor who knocked on my door and convinced me to invest in wine storage. He was a stellar seller. Question number one. Apparently, some people have a fear of wine. What is this condition called? Matt Schulman.
Common among Italian Americans. It's called a grape about it.
Oh, that's a good $6 answer. Vice Principal Botnick.
Fear of wine? I wouldn't know, but I think it's the flip side of the condition known as beerophilia. That would be who love beer.
$6 for that pregnant pause after beerophilia. Love it.
It's nothing to do with Philadelphia.
Good golly. All right. Question number two. When is it okay to spit wine out? Vice Principal Botnick.
Chardonnay.
Oh, $10.
That's
the only answer. Matt Schulman.
When you notice the label says, from the home winery of...
Oh, goodness gracious. I hope you're not listening, Jack. Love your wine. It's really, really great. Matt just hasn't had a chance at the greatness yet. Oh, golly. $6 there. Question number three. Apparently, there is a right way and a wrong way to hold a wine glass. What is the proper way?
Stem.
Matt Schulman.
Right side up.
Oh, that's a good $6 response. Vice Principal Botnick.
This is more of a visual, but you have to hold it, as Ventrilo said, by the stem, and you have to drink on this side of the glass.
If you Why?
From this side of the glass, you end up spilling all over your
Oh, we're going to go $6 plus a bonus $2 for the visual. Excellent.
Is that what all the school bells are for? Really?
Good pickup for $2, Matt Schulman. Good golly. I thought it was an ancient silver goblet, but...
be able to get something to drink at the Zeller's restaurant as well.
Hey, Zeller's... Well, we know Kmart, so let's check with the Zeller's restaurant to see if they've gotten their license. $6, $12, $14, $24, $30, $46 today. All right, so Jell-O's, lunch, and maybe a glass of red wine to enjoy today. All right, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for Wednesday's Word.
Well, do you know what they call wine that comes in a box? It's the Card Bordeaux.
Yes, it is another migraine-inducing word today. Thank you, Vice Principal Botnick. That is it for us today, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. And hey, we can answer the classic question, how much should you spend on a bottle of wine? I'm thinking about a half hour.
That's pretty quick.
Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.